Go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
How high you gotta be to have a song like this on your phone? At least 30 milligrams. Now, this is a part of the song where I just gaze off. That's hard though. Look. Y'all gotta expand y'all library. Cause some of y'all niggas is boring. Look, let me tell you about the time that I went to sleep. Right? Cause there's so many different type of sleep patterns. Sleep different type of ways. You know what I mean? Like, I like to take naps. Do you like to take naps? Like Dora say, do you like to? And then she started blinking. She was such a weird character. Who remembers post-ass whoopings, though? That was some of the greatest sleep right there. When you got your ass whooped, belt, switch, go get me a switch. Go get me a switch from outside. That was heartbreaking, bro. Child abuse, low-key. Different times, though. You know what I'm saying? Different times. But that post-ass whooping sleep, man, nigga was about to go take a nap. Because you got your ass whooped, boss. Whatever it was. Maybe you tried to hurry and get home like kid did. And you know what I'm saying? Phone call came in. You know what I'm saying? Your ass fighting at school. Because he said something about your mama. Said your mama, so skinny, she could hula hoop through a Cheerio. Some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Your mama's so fat. I said it was chilly outside. She went to go get a bowl. You know, and nigga, you got offended, swung. You know what I'm saying? Got into a little confrontation. Now you in trouble because they're talking about your mama. And you can't go to the party. That's what happens. You know what I'm saying? Post-ass whooping sleep was one of the best things. Because you got whooped. They whooped your ass with them corduroys. You thought them corduroys was going to save you. Nah, that branch go right through that bucko. Got your ass whooped. Homie came to the door like, can he come outside? Nope, nigga, no. Bye. This nigga's in trouble, bro. Just got his ass whooped. Breakup sleep. How we feel about breakup sleep? Like, where are y'all at on the scale of breaking up and sleeping on that? Like, you losing sleep? Are you just, you happy because you're a free agent now? How does that work? Breakup sleep? It is different, though. Because you break up and then it's like, you waiting on that text message to come through. You want to see who gonna buckle first. You know what I'm saying? That what you doing? Where you been at? Are you still mad at me? Type shit. Breakup sleep, man. I'm sheeps. I'm sleeps after that. I'm playing Icebox by Omarion. And I'm sleep. What? Come on, man. So if you got the breakup sleep, then we're talking about the after sex sleep. Now, that's different depending on your age. You know what I'm saying? And you, when you want to talk about young adults, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if them niggas going directly to sleep. You know what I'm saying? But you start to creep up to your 30s, 40s, and beyond that, nigga, you knocking right out. That's some good sleep. Sometimes if you have one of those ones, if you have one of those 81 games, you don't have the 81 Kobe game all the time. It's not a rare thing. You might have, I don't know, 5 or 6 81 games. That's when she just sleep. And two of those is probably from a vacation. Well, y'all know y'all can get real freaky. And she just spread it across the bed, knocked out like that, snoring. Cheeks right there. You can go back for the second round. She ain't going to wake up in time. What you doing? You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Get it cracking for that second round. You know what I'm saying? Then after that, y'all gonna get some top ramen. Y'all gonna eat some tacos or something ghetto. It's gonna be a struggle meal after that. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Off top. Fire. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, recognize after sex, yo, edible sleep. For all my edibles, not weed smokers. This is different. Everybody knows the edible highs is different than smoking. Talk to these niggas, man. What y'all getting, a hybrid? Y'all getting the 75% THC, 25% CBD? You know, are you doing 50-50? Are you just doing sativa? Huh? Which one is it? You gonna go up before you go down? Huh? Or are you just straight indica? You just about to just meditate and have your body meditating. You just chilling, binge watching some shit, A Different World, because it's a classic. Right? Yeah. That's what that is. I understand. Edible sleep. That shit fire, bro. You can have some bad ones, though. You can have some ones where you wake up with a headache. Yeah. So I think you should eat. In my experience, eat with that edible. Eat, drink. And when I say drink, like water. You know what I'm saying? Have a full stomach off that high. You're going to eat all kind of crazy shit. You're going to eat chocolate chip cookies, shrimp, potato salad, ice cream, Pop-Tarts. It get freaky like that. One night, nigga, I made some quesadillas, some oatmeal, and I put Oreo cookies in the oatmeal. Yeah, nigga, that edible hit, nigga. Like, I was gone, bro. I was gone. And then the knockout, like, and I don't fight it. You can't fight an edible sleep. You do everything that you're supposed to do as a child if you listen to your parents. They say, hey, y'all cut off that damn game and y'all go, you off that edible? Nigga, you going to cut off that game. You're going to set everything up for the next day and you're going to lay down. You're not going to fight that one. Promise you. Sometimes that shit could linger and you'll still be high in the morning. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to get you some good ones for that one. We'll talk. Here we go, though. The classroom in the hoodie, drooling on the desk. Hey, it was just one of those days, bro. You probably went to sleep late, got to school. You know what I'm saying? You just tired. Tired, nigga, in English class. And it's always the cold classes, though. It's cold in that motherfucker. That's why you got your hoodie on. Then the next thing you know, or you might be taking a test. You put your head down on your arms, and before you lift your head up, and you see it's a big ass Lake Minnetonka of drool on a goddamn desk, and you gotta every nigga that drool, go do this. Yeah, that was some good sleep though. You were stressed. You stressed out as a 16-year-old, boss. Stressed out. You had to walk past the Swans, you know what I'm saying, the F-13s every day. Some East Coast, Main Streets. You had to walk past these niggas every day. It was stressful, boss. You took a nap. Especially after lunch. Nigga got the Pizza Loca. That was like $2.50. Got me a Fanta. What? Stop playing with me. And we had the hot chips. That shit not really chips. It's not good for you. used to dog those, and they like the hot chips that they made, the hot Cheetos that they make now versus then, they wasn't that hot back then. They had a little bit more flavor to them. These motherfuckers is type of hot. Oh man. And last but not least, man, that 15 minute car nap. And this goes for niggas that take their little naps on their break at work before they go into the house. You know what I'm saying? Or when you don't, I'm going to be in here. I'll be right back. I need to go grab something. Don't want to go in there in the store with her ass nigga. So you just going to sit up in here, crack that window. You know what I'm saying? Like, let a little breeze get in, circulate. You know what I'm saying? You lay that motherfucker back. Now me, I know what's going on with me. You know what I'm saying? When I'm tired like that, I got to go get my sweater, my hoodie, or my sweater, or a t-shirt, or something like that. Why? Because I know my mouth going to be open. Pause. I'm going to be looking stupid. And, nigga, a couple of times, but the first time I remember, I got sleep paralysis issues. And I've had sleep paralysis in my car. You know what I'm saying? You know, showing up to work a little bit early. You know what I'm saying? Or on my break, I go down to my car. And if I'm tired that day, I go lay down, lay the seat back. And I take a quick little nap. Nigga, sleep paralysis kick in. And I don't know if y'all know anything about sleep paralysis, but nigga, you hallucinate. So everything that I witnessed before I went to sleep, I could still see in my head. But then now my mind playing tricks on me. So I'm thinking people are walking by and looking through the window this whole time. Like in my head, I feel like people are walking by and looking at me. So now I got to get kick out of it. So now I look extra stupid because I've never seen myself kick out of it, but I know I'm making facial expressions, all kind of shit. I can feel it, but I can't see. You know, I want to record myself one day, but I know I look stupid trying to break out of that goddamn sleep paralysis hole. And that shit heavy than a motherfucker, dog. I got an episode on sleep paralysis. I do an updated one. But yeah, nigga, that shit kicked in the car. That 15-minute nap, though, be hitting. 15-minute nap be hitting. It be hitting. Yeah, and it'd be a cool little nap, too. Sometimes that 15 to 20-minute nap, that's all you need. Now you ready to go run a marathon, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes, shit, nigga, sometimes you could take the whole, just say your lunch break is an hour. You could take a nap for that whole hour, and you not... Sometimes you don't instantly, that shit don't kick in. It'll probably take you about 15 minutes to fall asleep. So you really only got about, 40, 45 minutes. Nigga, that shit feel like you took a 10-minute nap. And you all sluggish going back in. That's why niggas hate their jobs now. They can't take a proper 15-minute nap. That's what it is. Niggas can't take a proper 15-minute nap. And that's why niggas are stressed out. That's why they don't come in the house that fast. So women, don't be offended. You know what I'm saying? Just know, yeah, just that's just what it is, man. Niggas is just, they just mad. They couldn't take a proper nap. You know what I'm saying? But let me know what y'all favorite nap or favorite sleep, after sleep thingamajig is. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I would say, nigga, if I had to just pick one, you know what? I didn't talk about, after you throw up. That throw up sleep. Yeah, that throw up sleep is something else. You refresh after, you feel disgusted. You look stupid out the gate, and you destroyed that toilet and whatever clothes you know what I'm saying? Nasty. You know what I'm saying? I remember the last time I threw up. That throw up sleep, that shit different, dog. That shit like a melatonin on like Molly. That shit, man, it can get crazy, dog. It can get crazy.
Back at it like a brack at it, back bragging, heavyweight tall with the pants sagging. Still shooting dice, no backgammon. Late nights on a silver satin, still a captain. No cabin, can't believe I'm really still rapping. Get the cash like Tango, yes, all action. Carl Weathers, Action Jackson, watch me go platinum. Let me all the P, no, they like, don't ask them.